Hi, welcome to the Good News Show. I'm your host, Terry Modica.
Hi. Now I'd like to address the struggle that many people have about having a consistent prayer life without distraction. Now, I'd like to mention right off the bat that distraction is not necessarily a bad thing. A lot of times we don't have the consistent prayer life because we get frustrated with ourselves because we got so distracted the last time we prayed. In fact, the best thing to do when you feel distracted during your prayer time is to take the Lord with you. If your mind starts wondering, for example, on what you're going to cook for dinner today, then take Jesus with you. Take him with you into the mental kitchen and plan what you're going to have and say, Jesus, what would be a good thing for me to cook today? You know what? When we finish mentally preparing that meal, we're done. It's no longer a distraction. And we can get back to the prayer that we were trying to attempt in the first place. Very often, what happens with these distractions is that we go someplace that the Holy Spirit is actually trying to lead us in. You know, we have our own agenda. It's like, this is what I need to cover in prayer today. God often says, wait a minute, take a break from the routine prayers. Let me distract you and let's go on a mental journey to someplace else because there's something I want to show you there. And when we go on that walk, when we let the distractions lead us, asking the Holy Spirit to actually be the one leading us, you know, we just say, come on, Jesus, come with me on this. I'm getting distracted now. Let's go see what you want to tell me in this. When we do that, we eventually, maybe not right off the bat, but as our mind starts thinking about whatever distracted us, we come to questions. We come to new insights. We come to something that the Holy Spirit wants to tell us. Now, along that line, I'd also like to address the question that many people have of, how do I know the Holy Spirit is speaking to me? How do I hear him? I don't think I hear the Holy Spirit. Well, this is why it's important to have a regular prayer life. In the same place every day. The best time is the first thing we do when we get up in the morning. Give God the first moments, the first minutes, the first hour of our day. When we do that, then when we have doubts, when we have struggles, we can get through them more easily. We can become more in tune with what God is saying to us because it's a little bit hard to describe the inner experience, but when we are sitting with Jesus every day in the same place at the same time, the Holy Spirit in us begins to develop a pattern of, well, coming alive in a certain way that, put it this way, my heart resonates with an insight. That's the Holy Spirit speaking. When you feel your heart resonating, coming alive, energizing you with some fact, some truth, some insight, some calling, that's the Holy Spirit. I've also learned that the time I can hear the Holy Spirit the most clearly is during Mass, especially during the consecration prayers and then receiving Jesus in the Eucharist and then going back to pray, waiting for the rest of the communion time to end. I am in the presence of Jesus when I'm in Mass. When you are with Jesus in the Holy Blessed Sacrament, There is no way to get closer to Jesus than that while you're still here on earth, especially when you come to Mass prepared and in a prayerful state of mind. Daily Mass is awesome for that, but not all of us can get to that. Just take time to find and keep a sacred space for you and Jesus. And then trust the ideas that come to you, especially the ones that energize you. And you can learn more about this in my course on how to hear the Holy Spirit. But for now, I would just like to encourage you to become better at having that sacred space every day. Develop that, because that is the foundation of living in the power of the Holy Spirit.
This reflection was published by Good News Ministries of GNM.org, made possible by donors who support our mission of changing hearts for Christ. This and many other Catholic faith-building resources are available on our websites and can be delivered to you on your digital devices. Visit us on GNM.org today. God bless you with His abundant love.